Hey, I'm Mike.
Hey, I'm Ethan.
I watched the first half of The Thursday Murder Club.
I watched the second half of The Thursday Murder Club.
And this is the other half. Maze Days. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first episode of our Maze Days month, where we will be highlighting character actor Daniel Mayes.
Daniel Mayes. You know him well.
He's been
in tons of different British shit.
He's been in a lot of British stuff like The Bank Job and The Adventures of Tintin and Rogue One, apparently. I'm just looking up his IMDb. But we are going to be highlighting four movies
where he is involved in some way,
somehow, in this movie, and we will be putting a magnifying glass on him and his performance in these movies.
It's important to know. Sometimes you just get these character actors, you just really want to examine them. Not a big character actor.
No,
right? Like, this isn't a guy that's popping up everywhere.
No, we want to, and like, who knows? He might not even be in one of our halves of the movie.
He might. He might be. He might be. We don't even know, because in this movie, he's pretty prevalent.
He's very prevalent. He plays character Detective Chris Hudson.
Yep.
DCI. Chris Hudson.
What does DCI stand for? Some British name for
it's
like...
It's Detective Criminal Investigation?
Sure, I'll
Something
take it.
Like that.
I look it up.
Crime Investigation? Whatever.
Sure.
Homicide? But yeah. So he's a pretty prevalent character in this movie. Yeah. He plays a detective, but he's also sort of like a sourpuss.
Yeah, sourpuss. He's a salty detective.
He's just
trying to get his job done, and all these annoying old people are getting in the way.
He's also a little overwhelmed, it seems, right? Because he's not really used to murder in the place that they're in. Really.
Yeah. Small town, I think.
Yeah,
I don't know.
A smaller town, I think. Mm-hmm. Like our character Maggie, who's one of the other cops.
Is that her name, Maggie?
Yes.
No, I don't believe it's Maggie. I think you're close.
Donna?
It's Donna. Yeah.
Donna. She's not used to this sort of quiet, like, province, basically.
Really? She likes a noisier town. So she's like Simon Pegg's character from Hot Fuzz.
In Hot Fuzz. And, yeah, and this our man Daniel Mayes is sort of the head of the crime unit. And he's just is like, I don't want, you're right, I don't want old people usurping my power. Mm-hmm. But also, he seems to want to care a little bit about, like, solving the case properly.
Yes. No, he's definitely, like, out for the right reasons, but he's just getting in the way.
Yes,
in
exactly.
In some ways, right? Like, he's trying to be a good person.
He's trying his best.
He's trying to be a good detective.
He's a bit of a dope.
Bit of a dope.
But he kind of uses that to his favor when interviewing and, suspects.
Yeah.
I liked him in this movie.
I liked him in this movie a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd you like the movie?
It was fine.
Whatever. Also, it's hard for me to come in on a mystery movie second half and be like, ooh, exciting reveals. I'm like, I don't know. You're putting out a lot of names.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know who they are. Sure.
I watched the first half with my wife, and she was like, I want to know how this movie ends, because I think she sort of had a suspected how it ended, or like who the murderer was. And I guess this is based off of like a series of books,
sure,
as well.
Okay.
I don't know if they'll make more of them. It was also exciting to see another renowned character actor. Oh my God, what's
Ben
his
Kingsley?
Name? Ben Kingsley. No, but Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan, man, character
from our
actor.
2000 and from our 007 series.
Yeah. You know what? Seeing it was a little hard for me to see him and be like, "Damn, who's a sexy old man?" And then he took his hat off, and I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah.
And I was like, how old is Pierce Brosnan?
How old is he?
72 years old.
He's killing it at that age.
Honestly, I'm like, he's the GILF, dude.
He's the GILF. He's wearing that cool, like, beard. You know, he's got a little weight on him, but he's wearing it well.
Yeah, he's wearing it well. That's the thing. He looks good still.
He looks great.
He's aged well.
He's very confident in this role.
I'm just like... Man, that was like a young, in my mind, I was like 007, GoldenEye, he was a hot young man. But I'm like, no, he was 42 when he filmed that. He wasn't that young.
Guess he was 42.
Yeah.
He wasn't like Thor body.
No, anything, no. You know? He was still pretty ripped, but not in the MCU level.
It's nice to see him with like the comfy beard. He's not balding.
No, he looks good.
He's looking good. He's looking fit. And yeah, it's great because I think that one of the older women wanted to fuck him real bad.
Which one? Celia?
Joyce? I think Joyce and him are really good.
She was nothing in my half. She's kind of
nothing in my half as well. Ben Kingsley.
Ben Kingsley's there.
He's playing a nerd.
Yeah, sure.
They're not really giving him too much, but he's doing the best he can. And Helen Mirren, more than likely ex-member of MI6.
The relationship, which is funny with Pierce Brosnan.
Yes, exactly.
Also just goofy. Like, just silly to have a character be like, I'm ex-MI6. I can't stop.
It's funny because
doing murders.
They
solving them.
They imply that in my half the movie. And I don't, this is the thing about the movie where I'm like, they're implying it so heavily. I'm like, it'd be very funny if she wasn't. If she was like a housewife.
She admits it in my house.
Yeah, I know. But it would be better if she didn't.
Yeah, it would be
better if she admitted that she wasn't a housewife. But it's very expected. Do you know who directs the movie?
Christopher Columbus.
No, Chris Columbus.
Nah, Christopher Columbus. He came back from the dead. He's like, where's these immigrants? I'm going to colonize this movie
Get
somehow.
Get him out of here.
Yeah.
Chris Columbus, the guy who directed Rent and the first two Harry Potter movies and Home Alone.
Yep.
And he's just fucking making a Netflix movie
he
now.
He feels like a Jerry Bruckheimer to me in some ways. Like, I don't know. He just makes like movies that are like, it could be fine. Or Ron Howard, where it's just like.
Yeah, more like Ron Howard.
Where it's like,
safe.
They could be fine.
Safe.
They could. There's some good ones, but most of them are like, meh.
Yeah.
You know, like he's a step below.
Spielberg?
Rob Reiner.
Oh, Rob Reiner.
He's a step below, I feel.
Yeah, that's
like, Rob Reiner has like more hits, I feel like.
He's got a lot more hits. He made a lot more
like
changes.
Safe.
Yeah. Chris Columbus seems pretty cool, but he's not, you know, he's
sucks
not doing so
name,
much
though.
Good here. Yeah, that's the biggest problem.
Sucks that name.
Movie opens, black and white, 1973, Cold Case.
Huh.
Angela Hughes is stabbed and thrown out of a window by a masked man. The only witness of this is her boyfriend who arrives late to the scene. Old people are suspicious of the boyfriend. His name's Peter.
Okay.
And this is where we sort of get to know the Thursday Murder Club.
Yeah.
It's these, at the moment, three people who are working on cold cases trying to solve them, basically. Mm-hmm. Do we want to call them by our character names or are we calling them by their...
I'm good either way. One thing I want to note, so they are living in a cool ass retirement home.
Or castle or whatever.
It's like a retirement home that's a castle.
Yeah, a castle.
And they all have like their own separate rooms with like a just like a hallway running through.
Yeah.
And all the rooms look dank as hell.
Yeah, dank as hell.
They look so cool.
Yeah,
I'm
they
just
do.
Like, man, that's the dream, baby.
It's funny because Joyce's daughter like takes her around because she's new. Joyce is
new to
the retirement home. And Joyce's daughter's like, are you going to like it here? And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
This is like
me?
The best retirement home you could ever have
this
in your life.
This is amazing. Are you? I want to live there.
There's
and
like
I'm not
llamas
even
and shit on the ground.
Exactly. They do everything. There's like a community. There's a murder club. They live in a fucking castle. Are you kidding me? But yeah, Joyce's daughter's like, I don't know about this. I don't know if I'll trust you here. And I'm like, go fucking
get out of here. This is awesome. You get to have a community and hang out with people of your age.
It's great.
You gotta talk about like old British shows that no one under the age of 40 would know.
That's what we do all the time.
Yeah.
Mercer saw the whole thing. Knife killed her, not the fall. But they need a medical expertise to make sure. So they're like, we need to find a doctor or a nurse. There must be one around here somewhere. When you know it, Joyce is an old-timey nurse, and she's walking the grounds.
They recruit her.
They do eventually. She's warned about llamas because they bite and spit. I'm assuming that comes into play later.
Nope.
Okay, great. Daughter thinks it's a mistake for her to live here, which is so funny because later on, Joyce is like, you never spend time with me, daughter. You're always busy. And I'm like, yeah, imagine just going like, I don't want you to live in this amazing fucking castle. I'd rather you live with me where you'll be bored and like left alone most of the time while I'm busy working. Stupid. So this is where we
I actually looked up online. I was like, do these exist? And there's so many retirement communities that are like, this is like the Thursday Murder Club place.
Really?
Like, they're like, this. We're trying to advertise as this. Like, it's a marketing term because people are probably looking it up like I did. I was like, that sounds cool.
We should retire.
I mean, it sounds like they're all very expensive.
Fuck.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem. I mean, there's probably ones that are not as nice, but they're still like have the same idea.
Yeah. But you know, imagine retiring at our age, and then it's just like
you retire, and then you go to an old person home like that. You're like, I'm not working anymore.
I'm not working.
I'm on Community.
And they're like, what are you fucking doing here?
You guys got pickleball? What's going on?
Where's the Thursday Murder Club?
Yeah, that's what I want.
Daughter thinks it's a mistake. Old lady has died. Her dead husband is named Gary. Does that come to play later? Joyce's husband's name.
Joyce's husband named Gary. No.
Okay. Great. Elizabeth, international affairs, more than likely worked for MI6.
Mm-hmm. That's Helen Mirren.
Kingsley, Ben Kingsley. He was originally a psychiatrist.
Mm-hmm.
And Ron, who's played by Pierce Brosnan, mm-hmm. was an old unionist, a trade unionist.
Oh, he gives off that vibe. He's got the little hat.
He's cool as fuck.
He's got a son too, right?
He has a cool son, but he might be part of the murder case.
He might be a murderer.
But he's not.
What do you mean, Mike?
I already know who it is.
You already know who it is?
I think.
Is this just because your wife knows?
No, I don't think she knows. Well, she hasn't told me who she thinks it is. Mm. I think it might have... I think, like, David Tennant's behind it all, more than likely.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, the obvious bad guy in the movie?
Yes, exactly. The obvious villain.
Yeah.
So obvious from the very beginning, too. Anyway... they show her photos of the dead woman, and Joyce is like, oh yeah, she could have survived if someone were able to help her medically, and her boyfriend was able to do that, so more than likely he's the one that killed her. So the cold case is more than likely solved. Then we meet David Tennant, a character named Ian, and he is upset about his divorce, and he wants to demolish the church and turn it into flats. But
the
Tony,
church or the place that they're living at?
The church and the place that they're living in, and the graveyard.
There's, what is the name of the place? Because I keep calling it. It's like someone's Chase, and
yeah,
I'm like
Colin's Chase,
something like that. But it was like I heard Colin Chase as two separate things. Like it was like a bank.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like some name.
I think it's Colin's Chase.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But the only thing standing in the way between him and demolishing this place is Tony. Tony's stubborn. And he wants to keep it around because it keeps his aunt or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tony. So Ian gets Bogdan, who is desperate. He's like, dude, just fucking like start breaking shit. He's just like, Polish. This Polish guy.
Yeah, Bogdan.
Bogdan. He's just like, just fucking do it. Like, I'll pay you. Like, just do it. What do you have to lose? And Bogdan is desperate. And he's like, I got to send money back to my family. He's like, yeah, who fucking cares? I'll do it for you. I'm like, okay, so. We have everything we need in front of us. We got motive. We've got opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've everything. So, yeah. Bogdan probably did it under the direction of Ian. Mm-hmm. Like, that's more than likely how it happened.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Joyce likes Ron. Uh-huh. Back to the case. Penny is Elizabeth's friend. She used to be a cop back in the day. Now she lives in the hospice wing. And gives Elizabeth cold cases. John is Penny's husband.
Yeah.
John is the one with the beard.
John got a beard. He bald.
Steven has dementia and is married to Elizabeth.
Ah, okay, that's his name, Steven. I just kept calling him husband.
Husband.
Husband of Elizabeth.
Do you recognize him for anything else?
No, I don't.
Oh, motherfucker. No, he was in a 007 movie, my man. He was the villain in the one with Michelle Yeoh.
Oh, he's so old.
He is old now.
I hate that.
I know.
I hate that him and Pierce Brosnan are old now.
Yeah, I know. I know. He's also in Brazil, the movie Brazil.
Yeah,
as we all said before. And he is so fucking old. He breaks my heart.
I mean, to be fair, they're playing up their oldness, but still.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, especially him, because he's got like mental problems too.
Dementia. He's playing up dementia, but he's doing a good job of doing it, you know?
Yeah, man.
He's really great. And I wrote down, he breaks my little heart. Officer Donna shows up talking to old people about home security, but Elizabeth wants to talk to her about murder cases.
So there's no murder yet, but Donna's here just to hang out.
Donna's here just to be like, I need to tell you about security. Like, just sort of like, I'm a police officer and I'm going to do like a thing. But then
it's one of the fun curriculums that happen at this place.
But then her car gets booted. And I'm like, she's a fucking cop. How do you boot a cop car?
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
But they do it.
Miscommunication. Seems like the police station is poorly run.
Seemingly. And so now they're like, well, now you have to hang out with us until that gets resolved. And so she ends up enjoying a lunch with them. We learned about Jason, who is Pierce Brosnan's son. Mm-hmm. He's an ex-fighter and now a celebrity. Tony and Ian argue loudly in front of everybody. And I'm like, okay, so if anything were to happen to one of them, We know that something's going on here, guys.
Yeah.
They arrange a meeting to save the retirement home. Ian arrives and says that he's going to rehouse everybody, but the residents refuse to move. And then he's like, the diggers are going to come in Monday.
So this guy's not making enough money off this place. This place has got to cost a fortune to live
in. That's what I'm thinking. But he wants more money for his divorce.
There's a lot of like open grass.
Yeah.
So you can probably.
Also,
like,
I assume there's a lot of situations where like we're not trying to like make more money off of these people. We want to just like maintain, right?
Yeah, that's true. Like, well, he's actually like, I want to make more money.
Yeah, it's like, this isn't a growth business, right?
Yeah.
He's going to turn this into like luxury flats, which is great because then you can just like up the price.
Just keep jacking that price up.
Yeah, exactly. Tony arrives home. His house is broken into, and then he is found dead, bludgeoned to death. We don't
Tony,
know. Tony, no! Yeah, Tony's dead.
My favorite character.
Now, this is when we are introduced to our hero, Maze. Daniel Maze.
Daniel fucking Maze.
This
is
when
here.
We first see him.
You know what's funny is I forgot. I'm like, who are you talking about? Who's our hero? Oh, yeah. Daniel Maze.
Our man that we're supposed to be paying attention to.
Yes, for May month.
He's a detective. Maze days. I wrote down, he seems unimpressed and put upon.
Oof.
Yes. And at this point,
to
I'm like,
fair.
Very fair. He's
accurate.
Just like, there's a murder.
Accurate.
I was not expected to have to deal with this kind of thing.
Hey, you know, it's like if you go to your day-to-day job and then suddenly someone throws in a big curveball,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
But the curveball's murder, so it's even more hectic,
and
you know?
We don't even see him really. We see him a little bit, and the camera just sort of pans past him. And at this point, I didn't know how big of a character he's going to play. So I was just like, Maze, great job. We know
great
exactly
job.
Who you are. You know exactly what needs to be done. We're good. Joyce calls an emergency meeting. Disco Inferno starts playing. I wrote down really weird tone because Joyce has learned that, you know, there's a murder that occurred. And she's like, this is
disco.
Fucking great.
Yeah.
Cut back to Maze. Our man Maze takes himself very seriously and he belittles Donna because Donna's walking around getting coffee for everybody. And he's just like, oh, like, I really wanted like sugar in my coffee. What the fuck? And or he's just
Donna's
like,
being a community member. Well, he is being kind of an asshole.
He's
like
being kind of an asshole.
Like a third party.
He's looking down on her. You know, he doesn't take her very seriously. Mm-hmm. So another side to the character that Maze is adding to his performance. Elizabeth and Joyce act like old people to enter the police station asking for help. It's a ploy to speak with Donna. And they're just like, we need inside info on the murder.
I can't believe they pretend to be old people.
They pretend to be older than they actually are. They act like they're even older than they really are. And so they're like, we're going to look into the murder together, Donna. The three of us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, really the five of us, because it's also the rest of the murder club. Ben Kingsley and Pierce Brosnan. I don't know why they did this, but they set up a fake crime scene. And they call over the detective Maze to look into it. And Pierce Brosnan acts like a crazy person. Like he like adds like a fake tooth in his mouth or like covers up his tooth with like makes it look like he's missing a tooth. Basically.
Okay.
And he acts like a crazy person. And he's like, I don't want to speak with Donna. I don't know why he does this. And I don't know how it works, but we get another shot of Maze. Maze, I wrote down, exaggerated, clumsy and afraid of old people. That's what I'm getting from this scene. Cause it seems like, a crazy old man is yelling at you, and you are a police officer.
Yeah.
You are a man.
Well, you don't
want to
like do any police violence on old people.
Why not?
I guess you're right. He could probably do
it. He could have done it, but he didn't. He's afraid of this old man, and he doesn't want to hurt him. And I wrote down, like I said, clumsy. It's like dropping shit, and it, like as he leaves, he trips over things.
I will say, our boy Maze.
Yeah,
a little heavy set, right? A little heavy set.
I
guy.
Was just about to mention that.
So I think. He plays clumsy always kind of as like a easy trope to put with people who are a little bit way a little bit more. So that might be why he was cast. Cause like we want a bumbling kind of guy who takes his job seriously, but is also kind of a klutz at the same time.
He also accentuates it when he stands because he's kind of a bigger, like a taller guy as well. And so he sort of looks like a wall when he's standing, but he's always like a bit askew.
Yeah.
And he always like has his hands on his like hips, but he'll push his belly out.
He does do the belly push out.
He does the belly push out. So he's like, he wants to be taken seriously, but he can't, you know? It's like, but you're right. They cast this guy particularly for that, I think.
I think what's interesting though is that like Pierce Brosnan obviously has a little punch.
He's got a bit of a punch.
But he rocks it. Because he's also fucking Pierce Brosnan, dude. It's hard. It's hard to
dressing him properly.
He does have good fits.
He's got good fits, which is nice. They're hiding it a bit more.
Great beard.
He stands. He also has proper, like, posture. So, you know, he's you know.
That's true. He does have proper posture.
Whereas Maze, like I said, he accentuates the paunch a bit more. Yeah. He's wearing, like, tighter shirts, so it's like the paunch is even more obvious. And the other thing that Maze does is he'll snack a lot.
Ah.
So he's eating a lot of treats in his pockets. So he's always pulling out, like, damn, you know, chocolates and stuff and wrappers.
Britain really loves this trope. They're like, they really like fat people stuff.
They really love laughing at the fat people. But here's the thing that I like about Maze. He takes a role that could easily just be like, I'm a dumb fat guy. But it gives him some kind of oh my God, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, he sauce. Has authority.
Yeah.
He gives him, like, there's a moment later on where he has to interview Ian, David Tennant's character. Mm-hmm. And, like, he actually does a really good job. He presents as a threatening force and as one that is, like, clever. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. He does a good job here.
Okay. I agree with you.
But you're right. He's got a bit of a punch. Donna is transferred to the murder case, so now she's going to get more information.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess Ron spoke highly of her. Elizabeth reads annual report for the retirement community, and she realizes there's a third investor, a secret investor, and asks Joyce if her daughter, who works at a hedge fund, is able to get more information.
Mm-hmm.
We cut back to Maze. He's in the car with Donna. He's eating chocolates. He's a sloppy eater. And he says two things, very important things in this scene. He says, I'm not cool. And he says... Mm-hmm. He doesn't know people's first names.
Oh.
He's like, I don't know your name, Donna. I don't even know. There's one guy who works here for 10 years. I don't know his first name. I only refer to him by his last name.
Kind of rude.
But it's not rude. It's because he's, like, socially awkward. Mm. And so it's almost like he's used his social awkwardness in order to, like, become, you know, established here. He doesn't really need to know anybody's first names.
It's tough.
Yeah, exactly. But he knows he's not cool either. And there's a moment where he, like, lets his guard down a bit and he allows himself to be honest with Donna and be like, I'm not a cool person. I don't know what I'm doing. You know, I'm not good at, like, the whole people thing, but I'm a good cop, you know?
And I think
really.
He's not, but I think he definitely exudes, like, he wants to try to be confident despite the fact that he's very awkward.
Yes. So far I'm loving this Maze guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad we made an entire month of this.
I'm
guy.
So glad. So far we've lucked out because, you know, we've definitely seen a lot of movies with him in it before and recognized them. And didn't just look up the fact that his last name was Maze.
It was Maze, exactly.
And matched with the May
month.
It was
just the month of May, yep. Exactly. We learned about Bobby Tanner. He's a crime kingpin, and he is friends with Tony.
Ah, okay.
Bobby Tanner?
I do. I'm familiar with the name.
There you go. Hudson is being interrogated. Hudson is Maze's character.
Okay.
So the old people are going to interrogate Maze, and so they turn the heat up.
They really did. He really did get a big role in this.
He did. He does. He gives a big role. Wrote down, Maze, stupid, points out inconsistencies in people's stories, but is not smart enough to understand that these are problems. So, like, he arrives, and for instance, he sees Pierce Brosnan. He goes, oh, your tooth grew back. Pierce Brosnan's like, yeah, it did. It's a miracle. And he just fucking, like, looks over it. And I'm like, he's a detective. How does he not fucking realize that they were lying to him and manipulating him?
Yeah.
But then he just continues to, like, go through with it. Doesn't even notice it.
What a dummy.
What a fucking idiot. It's a stupid idiot. But
oh my God.
I wrote down also, he's got a thick accent. I wrote down, he chews obnoxiously. His eyes are half open, like half lidded, which adds to his stupid performance.
Yes, absolutely.
But then when he later does, like, interrogation, he uses those half lidded eyes to exude, like, he's not trusting or... he's suspicious of the person he's talking to.
Mm.
So it's a cool, like, character trait because he does that.
He really does
thing
feel like he's
time.
Casted very well as, like, a detective. Like, I think this is definitely, like, looking at his demeanor, stature, perfect cop material.
I'm wondering if he's going to continue to play a cop because he's already exuding so many things, right? Like, a guy who eats a lot, a guy who needs to hold a certain level of intelligence and authority without actually being a threat.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm kind of curious to see if that's going to keep going. And I wrote down here, yeah, pushing belly out. He also shakes his head. When he shakes his head, his jowls shake. Like, he's aware of, like, his form. And so he just goes, like...
So he's leaning into it. Okay.
Yeah, he's really playing into it. I'm also curious because, like, some of the other movies we're about to see later in this month are, like, him as a younger man. So I wonder if, like, as a younger man, he'll have, like, these jowls in this belly, you know?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, or if he'll be in better shape. Yeah. Or maybe he gained weight for this movie.
Oh, maybe. That's a real actor right there.
He's just like, yeah. Everyone's like, oh, wow. Like, you know,
Christian Bale does
Christian
all this.
Christian Bale did this for Vince or for Vice. No. Fucking Maze. Daniel Maze is where we need to be looking
that's
at.
We need to be looking at.
Yeah, exactly. So we learn that Tony died at 11:24. So yeah. They have a death date. But they only know it from, like, his, like, heart monitor, like, watch.
Sure.
I mean, there's a way to, like, fuck with that. Like, those aren't, like,
yeah, but that's
super...
very interesting. I didn't even think about that as a way as evidence, is that, like, your Fitbit or whatever would be,
yes,
like, oh, no more
Fitbit.
Heartbeat.
Yeah, exactly. There's also a photo of Tony and the Bobby Tanner character and Jason. Uh-oh. So the three of them.
Jason Voorhees?
Jason, who is Pierce Brosnan's son.
Oh, yeah, that Jason.
So the three of them are together on this. Elizabeth asks Tony's aunt, the one that's currently living here, mm-hmm. the reason that Tony didn't want to close the place down, asks, like, do you have any idea who might have killed him? And she's like, well, I have some ideas, but I'm not going to tell you because the cops are here. And then she says, but I did receive these flowers, and the flowers say, from BT, Bobby Tanner.
Bobby Tanner.
Jason thinks that Ron is embarrassed of his TV appearances. So basically,
oh, yeah. He's on skate. He's like a Dancing with the
he's
Stars.
He's on the Dancing with the Stars dancing. Yeah,
that's
Dancing
on
the
ice
thing.
What's his, like, professional again?
He used to be a fighter, but then he got hurt, and yeah. So now he's no longer. But he's like a he's still a
commentator or like a
oh like a celebrity, basically okay. Just like well known because he's okay. Hot.
That guy.
He's a hot guy. We get another shot of Maze. I wrote down, he seems confused and scared of murder.
Relatable.
I wrote down, stands like a lopsided wall. Really good at listening, this actor. He's like, his eyes are constantly like peering into the soul of the person talking to him.
You do feel like he's paying attention to everyone that's like
talking to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like really reacting, but not in a way that's distracting. So in this scene, he's talking to David Tennant, trying to get information. And David Tennant thought that Bobby Tanner was dead. Didn't even think he was alive.
That's sad.
Yeah, that's very sad. That's very so sad. Basically, he's like, I know he's the third investor, but he might be dead.
Yeah.
And this whole time, I'm like, Ian, David Tennant had everything to gain from this guy dying. Like, how is no one looking into this?
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
He seems like he should be prime suspect number one. If he's like inherited, like he literally was like, oh, all this except for this one guy who's alive.
Fucking crazy. So the Thursday Murder Club drive to Tony's house to see if David Tennant could have killed him with like the time scale that they had, but he did not have enough time. He couldn't have done it. But I'm like, he could have hired somebody to have done it. Like, you know?
Like Bogdan.
Like Bogdan, exactly.
Oh, that's crazy.
Another scene of Maze. I wrote down, annoyed that old people are showing him up in his investigation. I also wrote down, he uses his hands a lot. He likes to use his big, thick hands when talking to people to make them look dumb.
Yeah.
So it's like when he's talking to people, it's not just enough to use. He doesn't use his hands all the time. Only when he wants the person he's talking to look like they're stupid. So he's just like, so this is happening over here, and this is happening over here. He's using his hands the whole time. And I'm like, oh, this is such a good acting role. Because usually he's standing backwards, and he's putting his little stomach out.
This is very interesting hearing you describe this, because I don't think you've ever examined one character's performance as much as this
guy. But that's the idea of this month,
no,
man.
No, I get it.
We have to. I don't give a shit about anybody else in this movie. I'm only looking at
like
Daniel Maze.
Yeah.
So Donna calls Elizabeth, and they're like, we need to find that Bobby Tanner fella. But also tells her that Jason might have something to do with this. And then a man in a hood stalks Elizabeth. And she walks into a graveyard. And then the man pops out and she says, don't wake the dead, he says to Elizabeth. And then Elizabeth's just like, oh, somebody scared me. Then there's a protest to keep Ian out of the retirement home.
And that's my half.
That's right.
That's my half. And this is where I was like, who's this handsome man running this protest?
That's right,
it's
baby.
Pierce Brosnan. Pierce I'm like, Brosnan. Holy shit.
Hot as fuck.
Hot old man going here.
Yeah.
And then it says the enemy approaches and David Tennant's there. Mm-hmm. And he's like working with his buddy Bogdan. He's like, hey, Bogdan, go break ground, like go around the back and break ground because that's all we need to do to say that we're working here and we can legally we can keep working here.
Yeah.
Like, okay. So he goes off and runs off there and David Tennant drives in. He's like, it's like The Walking Dead because there's so many people.
They're old,
yeah.
They're like zombies.
And he comes out and he's like, hey, everyone. I know you guys are hanging out here, want to like keep this up, but like you guys are trying to remember the 80s, which is the last time you guys got it up. Ha ha ha, because you're old. And then Jason comes out. He's like, you backstabbing prick, which I didn't, because he's like, hey, you better stop like this whole thing. He's part of the protest. I didn't realize Jason worked with David Tennant or like knew him.
Oh, he did like odd jobs for him.
Okay.
But like nothing, which is crazy because it's like, these was years ago.
Years ago.
He's a fucking like famous fighter and on like a dancing competition show.
Yeah, you know, things change. Yeah. So they hate Ian. They're like, get out of here. We want you out. And then we see Bogdan. He's digging in the back. And Helen Mirren.
Yeah.
She goes in the back and actually goes up to him and starts and introduces herself.
To Bogdan?
To Bogdan. And she says, he's like, what's your name? And she actually lies about her name and says it's the exact same name as Bogdan's mom. He's like, oh, my mom has that same name.
Oh.
She's like, yeah. And then she starts speaking Polish to him.
Whoa.
And she's like, he's like, whoa, you speak Polish? She's like, just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then
making him feel bad for what he's doing.
Exactly. And she's like, what? So what are you doing here? He's like, oh, I'm a primary contractor of Ian. He's like, did Ian give you a job before Tony died? He's like, well, I mean, you know, a little bit. I, you know, Ian obviously gained a lot from Tony's death. He's like, she just straight up asked him, like, did you kill Tony for him? And he's like, no. I'll dig up old bones, but I'll never kill a man for him.
All right, so it couldn't have been Bogdan.
Couldn't have been Bogdan. Why would he lie about that?
Why would he lie to prove his innocence?
Yeah, exactly. So then we cut back to David Tennant, and he's like stressed out, and then he fucking falls over and dies.
What?
Yeah, he's dead.
He dies?
He's dead. David Tennant just passed out.
What the fuck?
Yeah, Joyce checks on him. He's dead.
How? He just fell over?
So they get some reports back, and they go back and figure out why he died. Apparently, Donna texted Helen Mirren and said he got killed by fentanyl.
What the fuck?
Yeah, fentanyl. And they're acting like...
I guess he was like a drug guy, maybe, right?
I mean, it was not something he did. Someone clearly injected him with it, and he died.
Just like at the protest?
Because there were so many people there. He was in the middle of them.
Oh, shit.
And someone must have injected him. While everyone was fighting, I guess, and kind of
okay,
mad.
Okay, so it's not as obvious as I thought it was.
So all the suspects are like, oh, man, well, so it has to be someone in, like, the medical industry because they use fentanyl for, like really hardcore stuff and with needles.
Couldn't be Joyce.
Yeah.
She's a nurse, I suppose, but, yeah.
So they're like, well, we haven't solved the Bobby Tandem case. I'm like, who the fuck's Bobby Tandem? Who is this guy? We should figure out that.
A lot
maybe.
Of names are being thrown at you.
I know,
right
and
now.
I'm just like, okay. And then so like Donna told me they found a photo at Tony Curran's house with some guy.
Poor guy.
And we don't want to say who it is. And they're like, but this moment, like Bobby Tanner is the sole surviving owner of this place. Like, he's the only one who owns this place. So we should, you know, we should go check him out because he might stop the development.
Right.
Bogdan actually shows up at Elizabeth's place, and he plays chess with
her husband.
And she's like, oh my God. And he's like,
a victim.
And they're like, Elizabeth. And he's like, yeah, Elizabeth, huh? Because he was introduced to the wrong name, so she was lying.
Right. Yeah, yeah. He
so
knows
he confronts her about that. And she's like, I'm sorry I lied about my name. And he says, yeah, these cops are coming to me. They asked where I was when he died. And like, the reason I had to find you is because like when, you know, David Tennant died, I had to give an alibi, and I'm like, well, I was in the graveyard with you, but I didn't know your name. And they're like, who the fuck is this lady you gave my name of? And he's like, anyway, I have something to tell you. I'll show you a night in the cemetery. Please come meet me. And
she's
like,
a lot of meeting up in the cemetery with this old lady.
All right. So then people are doing the dancing on ice. And then finally I see our boy Maze.
What do you think about Maze?
He's a goofy detective.
He's a
goofy detective. He's coming up and he's talking to, what's the son's name? Ron's son, Pierce Brosnan's son. I forget his name.
It's
Jason?
Jason, yeah.
Jason. He's talking to Jason. And he's like, where were you when Curran died? And he's like, I'm not going to say it. He's like, listen, I have a thing. This is what Maze says. He gets down, he thinks a lot. He's like, I have a saying. He's like, I see it like this. The murderer is not the first person to see them dead, but the last person to see them alive.
Ooh.
And Donna's like, that's good. And he's like, old episode of Columbo.
Columbo
shout out.
Gotta love a Columbo shout out.
Which is funny because Columbo is kind of based off a lot of British kind of like whodunit shows.
In the day. Yeah, that's really fun. I like that. As a Columbo fan myself.
I'm a big Columbo fan. So why did...
Just one more thing.
Mm-hmm. Just one more thing. So they asked, like, why did Venneth, Venthen? I don't know who Vince.
Oh, that's Ian. That's okay, David Tennant. Ian again.
Why'd you call her three times before Ian died? We have records of that.
Mm.
And he's like, well, I was just paying some old debts. Like, you know, he was trying to pay him off. And he's like, okay, well, do you know Bobby Tanner? He's dead too, isn't he?
Mm.
He's like, you know, you probably like, what's more, one execution? Because you were there when David Tennant died. Like, right. I think you're probably it. So, Jason, I'm putting you under arrest. You have no alibi, is what he says.
Yeah.
And he honestly killed that line, I think.
Oh, Mr. Mays.
Mr. Mays did a great job.
Are you proud of him?
I'm like, okay, we selected the right man.
We really did, right?
We selected the right man.
He's doing a great job.
So he's like, we can take you into custody.
So, but here's the thing, right? He delivered that line properly, but you're saying he's like a fucking oafish, clownish, like...
He's clearly in it over his head, is what I get from him immediately. Right? And that's from seeing the second half and not knowing that, like, this is a small town where they don't get a lot of murders. Like,
yeah. He's in over his head. He's nervous. Mm-hmm. He wants to make sure that this case gets closed because he doesn't want anyone to die.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Gotta love this Maze guy.
So two business partners murder each other in 2 days. Doesn't make sense, says Ben Kingsley. Ben Kingsley says, also, like, he laments, like, I'm gonna miss this place if it gets demolished. Like,
right.
What I like about it is when you want to be alone, you close your door. When you want company, you just open it up.
Is it still gonna get demolished? The guy that wanted to demolish it is, like, dead now.
Yeah, but, like, they're probably just gonna, like, sell it off or whatever. Yeah, the guy. They don't know what the guy's interests are. He clearly doesn't really care about it.
That's true.
He's like, reminds me of Oxford with better food and less snobbery. Pierce Brosnan gets a phone call. They talk from his son. It's like, oh, shit, Jesus got arrested. So Helen Mirren goes to the graveyard to meet Bogdan. And this is the most obvious thing. She's like, yeah, he's like, oh, your husband is sick. She's like, yeah, he's not well. He's like, you gave him some pills and the tea while we were there.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, you know, I have these... tea, I have the pills to give him, but like just one, because if you give him two, it could be lethal. And I'm like, oh my god, okay,
interesting.
Sure, weird, what a thing. Great thing to tell some random guy like who may be in the murder suspect. And then Bogdan's like, yeah, you know, I want to go visit my mom. Like, I understand, like, sickness, like, she's very sick. She, like, also has bad days because he's like, I play chess with him, he's really fun. She's like, you caught him on a good day, he doesn't always have good days,
right?
Often, like,
he has to play checkers.
Yeah. But he's like, yeah, my mom doesn't always remember me. It's very hard. Like, she's like, why don't you go visit her? And he's like, I would, but like, they take our passports for safekeeping. Mm. It's like normal for this type of work. And she's like, wait, who's they? And he's like, don't worry about it. It's fine. It's fine. Don't worry about
it. Whatever. Don't worry about
it. So he goes to where he was digging up the grave and there's human remains there. And she's like, wow, you found human remains in a grave. That's crazy. And he's like, no. Coffin is underneath this, so somebody put
on top of the coffin.
Yes, exactly. There's also a jewel there that's like they never mention.
Seems weird.
Yeah, they never mention. I'm like, are you guys gonna talk about the jewel that's like hanging out by like the skeleton's like knee? No, I guess not. So Mr. Mays is there. We'll cut back to Mr. Mays at the police station. Mm. He's upset. And
what's he up to?
What
is this fucking master class of an actor doing over here?
He's basically talking to the Thursday Murder Club. He's like, how did you find this body? Because you guys are talking about this body, like, all of a sudden you brought this up to the police,
right?
And you guys are fucking annoying. And they're like, and then Pierce Brosnan's like, you got my son sitting in a cell.
I have to charge someone with murder, so why don't you drop the hard man act and get out there and find the real killer?
Oh, I'd bloody love to get on with finding the real killer, Ron.
Good.
I would bloody love to. So if you and your Tuesday Death Society can just leave this case alone for 5 minutes, maybe we can make some actual progress. You know, I suggest you lot stick to Rotary Club dinners, golfing, feeding those weird llamas out there and taking your statins, and leave the rest to us, the professionals. So, for the hard of hearing, let's turn up those hearing aids loud and clear. Police work is off limits to anyone who isn't the police. You got it?
Whoa.
Shit. This guy's acting. This guy's got it.
He does.
He.
This might be one of the latest movies we see in his career. By the way, we're going by like the rating on Letterboxd.
I think we are. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going by like the most popular on Letterboxd.
Popularity, not rating.
Not rating.
Could be
popularity.
Popularity.
But this is the most like the latest movie we're seeing this month. Yeah. So we are seeing him at this point the end of his career.
The end of his career. He's done after this.
He's done after this one. Yeah.
No,
he's like,
no.
I've climbed the mountain.
I've climbed the mountain. Yeah. Helen Mirren is like, I'll run a check on those bones, she says to Donna. because she's the only one who actually like still kind of respects the old people and like listens to them because they've been right so far.
She likes them.
So someone breaks into Elizabeth's, Helen Mirren's home and drops off some flowers. And she's like, what? She looks at the flowers that says, your final warning back in the back off.
Yeah.
Like, get out of here.
Get out of here. Stop. Stop looking into this.
Yes. So she's out hanging outside and Donna appears and she's like, I shouldn't be telling you this, but the bones in the cemetery belong to Peter Mercer. She's like, that's extraordinary.
Peter Mercer.
I don't think you know who Peter Mercer is, but it's fine.
That name sounds so familiar.
But basically, so
Peter Mercer.
Peter Mercer. So Penny.
Peter Mercer!
Yes, from the Penny situation.
From the Penny situation from the first murder at the beginning.
Yes.
Wait. Mm-hmm. I have an explanation for the jewel on his knee.
Okay.
Okay. He got hurt in the war. And so that's a fake, it's not a jewel, it's like a fake piece of his knee that they had like implanted.
Oh.
Yeah. So he like basically walked his entire life after the war with a limp.
Okay.
He couldn't run. And yeah, okay, that's who Peter Mercer is.
Got it. Okay, okay, okay. So they
What grave is he on top of again?
Some random grave. I think they just reburied his body or something.
Oh, okay.
So Penny goes and talks to the young officer. Penny's not there.
She's in hospice.
She's in hospice. She's knocked out in a coma.
In a coma.
So they're like, all right, so that eliminates a few people from the suspect list, including the priest, the father person.
Yeah.
They're like, listen, we're so proud of you, Penny. Like, you've done so much good investigation. Like, this young woman, Donna, here is going to continue your legacy. He says, was it Bob, the guy with the beard?
Yeah.
Is that his name Bob?
Oh.
Fucking doesn't matter. Her husband.
John.
John. Bob, John. Pretty similar names.
Bogdan.
Bogdan. Exactly. Bogdan's there. So, Mays comes back, and he's like, you have no recollection of this photo being taken. He's interrogating Jason.
Oh, shit.
And then Dad appears, and he's in a full-ass suit. And Mays is like, he sits seriously and like laughs and is like, ha-ha, did you get married in that suit? And his dad's like, yes, I did. Twice, actually.
What a badass.
Yeah, it's a very goofy-looking suit.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm here to give legal advice because last I checked, this is the U.K., and we have to give legal advice.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, he has no alibi for where he was during the time of the murder.
Right.
And then Ben Kingsley appears. He's like, I'm here for the psychiatric evaluation, just to let you know. And then, what's her face? The other lady.
Helen Mirren?
Not Helen Mirren. Joyce. Joyce comes in and is like, I have cake. I'm here to bring cake.
She does make a lot of cake.
She makes cake. That's her
and
character.
Maze likes her cake. Also, her cake looked fucking bomb.
She does great British Bake Off shit, you know? And then they're like, listen, where were you when you were murdered? And Jason was like, Dad, why are you asking me that? He's like, I'm your lawyer, but right now I'm your dad. And I actually want to know why you're not telling him about your alibi. If you have an alibi. He's like, I was with Ian Ventham's wife having an affair.
Damn!
And he's like,
wouldn't you say that?
Yeah, right. That's what I was thinking. He's like, why would you're literally being accused for a murder? And he's like, and the person who also got murdered is like the wife, so you guys could be together now.
Yeah,
so like
she has no reason to lie.
Yeah. But they're like, do you want to prove this? He's like, yeah. And he has a photo of them in bed together. And it's like his time.
What's the photo of?
He's like in bed and she's also in bed.
Why are they taking a photo of themselves in bed together?
I don't know, Mike, for the alibi. That's a great question. I wish our boy Maze would have brought that up. Like, why do you have this weird photo?
Yeah.
Why are you so secret about this? We have a freaking photo of it.
Yeah, 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 exactly. Like, on your phone. Like, I thought it'd be, like, a photo of them, like, banging each other. Like,
no,
a video.
They're literally just like, ooh, look at us in bed.
Oh, you know what?
Post-coitus.
We look really hot.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Really hot. Yeah, I guess. Dad's like, no harm, son. That's how I met your mom.
And that's how I met your mother.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. So, yeah. So then Donna is there. She rides with Elizabeth and she's like, I didn't know you have a car. Elizabeth was driving. She's like, I got a retirement gift from MI6.
Oh, shit.
She's like, whoa. And they're like, she's like, I like to take a risk. I realized that these flowers I got were very specific. Altogether, they're deadly. And I'm like, but you didn't die when you sniffed them, so whatever. But the designer's card matched another card that I know from this place called Thorny Blooms. It's run by Derek Ward, who is also known as Bobby Tanner in some circles.
Oh, okay.
So they say Bobby Tanner's a crazy guy, is what Donna says.
He delivered flowers.
Yeah, he delivered those flowers. So, like, this guy's crazy. Bobby Tanner's crazy. So we cut to Bogdan. He's playing with Elizabeth's husband again. And Elizabeth's husband's like...
Bogdan's playing with Elizabeth's husband?
Yeah, chess. They're playing chess.
Oh, got it. Okay.
And he's like, you know, it's okay. So we don't worry. It's Tori Curran guy. I think I know who killed him, actually. And we cut back to the flower shop, and they're going to go in the basement where we see this man cutting flowers aggressively, and he has blood on his hands.
Oh,
and
God.
It's Bobby Tanner.
Richard E. Grant, by the way, everybody.
Richard E. Grant? Is that who plays him?
The actor, yeah.
He looked familiar. he's like, where were you at the time of Tony Curran's murder? And he's like, I was nowhere near him. I was here. I was in I was doing a business with flowers, you know. Also, I love putting flowers. It's the only thing I care about.
Yeah.
He's like, they're like, you know, you're the only one who owns Cooper's Chase now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, what are you gonna do with it? And he's like, I'm gonna sell it as quickly as I can for as much money as I can.
Yeah.
And I don't care. Like he's just not giving a shit about it. He's just like, whatever. And then Elizabeth's husband is now talking to Bogdan. He's like, I don't want to be rude, but like. I think I know who did the whole murder.
Was it you?
Did you kill Tony Curran? It makes the most sense, even though, like, you don't really have a reason for it.
Yeah.
I'm afraid you did it. He's like, are you accusing me? He's like, yeah, I am. Okay. Back to Elizabeth. She's like, I want to talk to this guy alone, Donna. She's like, okay. So Donna leaves and says, listen. And at this moment, this guy comes downstairs, the same guy who delivered the flowers to her.
Yeah.
And is like, hey, it's like, I like these IDs. And she's like, you doing something with IDs? And he's like, oh, shit. And he runs back up.
Oh,
it's like, so
shit.
You've been taking IDs from immigrants from Amsterdam and been using that to, like, hold it against them. You know, that's, like, super illegal. Right? And he's like, yeah, I guess. But, like, that's just how we do it in this business.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, okay, well, how about I don't tell my little cop friend what you're doing? And you sell Cooper Chase to a bidder of my choice.
Mm.
And we just kind of, and you stop the whole passport stuff. You stop that and it's all good. She's like, I'll cover this whole thing up for you.
And what does he say?
He's like, okay.
Damn.
He's like, all right. That's fine.
Work
I got
out for
caught.
Him.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, oh, I've been caught. All right. I won't do that.
All right.
Then.
I won't get
also,
in trouble.
He still gets to sell the place.
And also like,
he gets
he's
to
like,
make money.
I victimized and made money off of all these immigrants.
Yeah.
Cool. And I don't get in trouble for it. Sweet.
So Elizabeth's husband's like, Bogdan, you did it. And he's like, why did you do it? And he's like, I swear it was an accident.
An accident?
I only wanted my passport. But luckily, he's like, oh, shit. I'm going to have to, like, do something to this husband. But he forgot everything. He's like, what are we talking about?
No.
I know. And he's like, Bogdan's like, oh, we were talking about history. He's like, oh, okay. And then Bogdan gets up, gives him some tea, and he sees the pills. He's like, oh, shit. Bogdan's going to give him the double pills.
He's
going to
give him the double pills.
We set it up. Anyway, so Bobby
set it up.
Bobby's talking
Helen
to Helen
Mirren said it in no uncertain terms.
Why would you say that? Yeah, if you get two of them, you die. I would never say that about any of the pills I own.
She worked for MI6 too. I feel like if there's anybody you were feeling a little bit suspicious of,
yes, you
want to
reveal
how to
how to reveal the person
husband.
I love.
Yeah.
Anyway, Bobby's like, yeah, we have a deal. Shakes hands. And he's like, oh, and she's about to leave, and then she's like, wait, businessman, you said who's we? And he's like, oh yeah. Tony Curran was involved in the whole like. Passport business as well.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
That's not good.
But I was like cool with the passports. Like I would like give
like
I would give people back their passports like every so often to like see their family and stuff. But like Tony, he was an asshole.
Whoa.
He would never give people their passports.
Which is why Bogdan would kill him.
Exactly.
Motherfucking shit. I kinda called it a little bit.
You kinda called it. So Elizabeth's like, oh shit, I know who did it. She just drive back real quickly. Rushes home. With backup.
It's always a fucking immigrant, you know?
I know. I was just thinking that, like, of course, it's, like, in Britain too.
Yeah, exactly.
The only place that's about xenophobic is us.
I said that sarcastically. I'm not truly.
I know.
I just want the audience.
Oh yes,
we have a lot of British listeners.
This could also be the first time they're listening. This could be the first
what
episode.
What if Daniel Mays is listening to this and he's just like, they're taking the wrong lesson from this,
which is literally
the lesson the movie's actually establishing. Which is desperate immigrants will come to our country and murder people.
Yeah. If they're being assholes and exploiting them.
Exactly.
Because they're humans too.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so she calls backup. It's like, I need to get, you know, we need to get the whole cops here. It's not just you, Donna.
Yeah.
Gets backup for Mr. Mays. They go in the apartment. They see that her husband is drinking the whole tea. She's like, oh my God, don't drink that. It's got poison. You drank the whole thing. And he's like, what are you talking about? And Bogdan tries to run, but he gets arrested. They get put him under arrest.
I bet he couldn't really give him two fucking things because he's actually a good guy or whatever.
Well, they're all like, okay. I never said it. He's like, I never said anything to him. And he's like, well, even if you forgot, we have it all recorded here because my husband records all of his chess games.
That's right, he does.
To try to get all, oh, he did. This is already set up.
I forgot to mention this. Yes.
I mean, you think it wouldn't make, there's no reason to mention it up. But yes. Yeah. So she immediately grabs it and
tape recorder.
Gets the tape recorder and plays it back to the part where he's like, yes, I did it, but it was an accident.
Yeah.
Like perfectly on time. And I'm like, this is pretty cheesy. he's like, yes, I only wanted my passport in the audio recording. And then she asks, why did you do it? I'm like, motherfucker, you just heard him say
that.
It.
Yeah.
And he's like, listen, he refused to give me back my passport. He got angry. He attacked me. And it was me or him.
Yeah.
Like, I just was self-defense. And then she's like, oh, well, you didn't end up poisoning my husband, did you? And he's like, no, he's my friend. Why would I do that?
What a good guy.
Fucking weirdo.
So wait, who killed Ian?
We come back to Jason, who's dancing in the stars. Everyone's like very excited seeing this whole thing, but dancing on ice with the stars. But Elizabeth's still researching and she figures it all out. She sees an old photo. They go to John with Penny.
I fucking thought it might have been John.
And he's like, what are we able to pleasure? It's like, so Penny, there was one cold case she never suggested we look into, and it was this one.
That's lame.
Yeah, it's like, so
this is stupid.
There was no masked intruder, and Peter Mercer never got convicted because Penn, you knew he was guilty the whole time.
Yeah,
Penny ended up killing Peter Mercer, but she didn't actually.
What?
Actually, John did.
Oh,
John, I think ended up doing it.
Okay.
But she hid the body at the cemetery, and she's like, the reason I figured it out is because in the crime scene photos, Penny's in all of them. And she has the face that she's going to take justice in her own hands.
What? That's so stupid.
But we've all seen that. We know Penny.
That's so stupid. She looks like she's going to commit a crime.
Well, it looks like she's going to like be like, something's not right. She's going to take some serious action.
This is stupid.
She's like, I understand it, but you killed Ian, John. You did it. You have all those syringes of fentanyl. Yeah. And you ended up doing it.
Yeah.
Because you love Penny so much, you wanted to protect her and didn't want her to move from this house.
For some reason, I had a vibe that John had something to do with it. Because they kept just introducing random people. But, like, this sucks because, like, all of the evidence for him was kind of, like, hidden a little bit. You know what I mean?
A little bit, yeah. It was kind of, like, obscured. Kind of obscured because, I mean, that's the way he wanted it, though, right? Like, he had no reason. Like, out of all the people in the crowd, he's just a random guy. He's just another citizen. But he really loves Penny so much.
Yeah.
And he feels bad. He's like, listen, I love Penny so much.
He didn't want her to leave, and he also likes the llamas.
Yes, he says, I'm no use to her. Like, I've done everything I can. I sit by her every day. I read her stories, but I can't bring her back.
Yeah.
And there's one thing I could do. I could protect her. And in the end, I couldn't even do that. And he's like, you have to report this to the cops, right? She's like, yeah.
Why?
I do. Because she's a fucking narc, dude. She's MI6. She's gonna do that.
I'm like, who gives a shit?
Yeah,
everybody
hated
you.
Everyone, fuck that guy. Yeah.
Nobody has to know.
I know. But this makes it so much darker because he's like, can you give me a little time with Penny as a friend before you called in? She's like,
this is so stupid.
She looks at the fentanyl tubes and then she leaves. She's like, that's fine. I'll do that. And then they fucking have a funeral for both of them because he fucking killed Penny and himself with the fentanyl.
I hate this. I hate this.
I'm sorry.
This is so dumb.
This is the movie. And then there's
I wish our good friend Daniel Mays had stepped in and been like, I don't like this ending at all.
I wish he did, but he's at the funeral.
Oh, of course he
looking
is.
Sad.
Yeah.
And she's like, there's a whole monologue where she's like, we solved the whole cold case of Angela Heat.
But at what cost?
But at what cost? We found the answers we were looking for, but was it worth it? As she's like crying in front of like their old house where they lived.
Yeah.
You know?
Their old bones.
And Ben Kingsley makes a speech. He's like, hey man, this love is enduring and they'll spend time in eternity. And I'm like, I don't know about that, but whatever. they officially give Joanna an official membership. Her mom comes and she's
Joanna?
Is it Joanna? Joyce, my bad.
Oh, okay.
Joyce is there. No, her daughter's name is Joanna.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
And Joyce is like, yeah, I'm really happy to be here. And then her daughter, Joanna, comes back and is like, hey, what's up? Like, I thought it was a bad idea that you came here, you know, like I said earlier in the movie.
Yeah.
But I think it's cool now. You found a whole community, like, all thanks to Cooper's Chase. Yeah. And then Helen Mirren's like, why don't you buy it? I heard it's for sale.
Ooh.
I had no idea her daughter was rich.
Her adult works at a firm.
Sure.
Like, so she must, I guess, like, have some money.
She's like, It's like, why would I do that? It's like, well, you know, she likes it here, and it's for sale. It's like, we'll talk later. Maybe I'll do that.
Mm.
It's Elizabeth and her husband's anniversary. They dance together while listening to music. We cut to Pierce Brosnan. He's hanging out with his son. They're watching footy. Ben Kingsley is talking to Joyce, and they seem to have like some sort of connection. They're sharing memories together. He's got a full head of hair in one of his old photos.
Oh.
And then the
camera. Do they actually use an old photo of Ben Kingsley?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
And then the camera pans out from the dankest retirement community you could ever have.
Yeah.
And there you go. That's the end of the
movie.
That's the end of the movie.
That's pretty. That's a kind of a lame movie.
It's kind
of
lame.
I don't like how much of a narc Joyce or Elizabeth
I know.
Is.
She should have really just been lame. Like, I mean, she was like, well, I have to say it, but also was like, don't.
Who cares? Like, nobody liked Ian. Well, he's better off dead.
Let her get away with the murder.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
He's going to fucking die in like a year anyway.
And like his wife's on fucking like hospice care. Like,
yeah.
She's going to die too.
Yeah, let
that's
him live
some
out
dumbass shit.
Dumb.
I don't like Elizabeth.
I know. She kind of sabotaged her character as being like the ultimate cop.
Yeah,
right?
the
like even
narc.
Mr. Mayes probably wouldn't do that.
Mr. Mayes would have been like, you know what? I'm willing to turn a blind eye, and then he puts his little paunch out, and then he eats a little like snack.
Eats a little snack and pieces
exactly.
out. He's
yeah.
like, whatever. I'm not gonna care about this.
I'm not a fan of that. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
kind of a lame ending.
It's pretty lame. But how did we gotta rate our main
our Mayes performance?
Our Mayes performance. Not so, going to rate the movie.
Yeah, the movie's not that great.
Not
it's,
important.
It's okay.
It's not important. We're talking about the performance of Maze.
Maze, honestly, what should we do the rating system?
I don't know what to do with Maze.
Sunshines, because it's May. Springs.
Sure.
How many flowers?
Yeah.
How many flowers do you give them?
Flowers?
Flowers is the theme of this movie anyway.
Flowers are the theme of this movie. That's true. Maybe they'll continue.
I give him 3.5.
I'm going to give him a solid 4.
Wow.
I think he...
He was in your half more. He didn't really
I
show
got
a lot to
see
me.
A lot. I was very... I was focused in every time he was on fucking camera. I was I got to see what he's doing, how he's holding his body, like, what's he doing with his eyes.
Yeah.
I've not been this focused on an actor in a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Probably since, like, Barbara Streisand month have I been,
yeah,
like, this focused on an actor.
That's fair.
Yeah, I want to give him 4 flowers. I thought he did a very good job. He swept me off my feet, and I'm so excited to see what he does next.
Me too.
Or
I'm pretty
previous.
Previous, yes. What he does next for us.
Guys, do you know who Daniel Mayes is?
Yeah,
email
are you
us.
A shout out? You know Daniel Mayes. Are you related to him?
Reach out to Daniel. If we could get him on the podcast.
Oh, I would love that.
That would
I
be
would love that.
Fucking insane. And Daniel Mayes, or people who know him, we are not being ironic or sarcastic. I am being very genuine about my appreciation for him in this movie. Email us, dbltheotherhalfpodcast.com. Find us on Facebook, Instagram. We're also on Discord, and we have Blue Sky. And if you want to listen to our previous episodes or follow us for our future Daniel Mayes episodes, you know, you catch them on any podcatching app. And while you're there, please leave a 5-star rating and review. We will read it on the show no matter what it says, even and especially if you are the great actor thespian Daniel Mayes. Guys, we'll be back next week to catch more of Mr. Mayes' career.
Mayes Day, baby.
Mayes Days,
it
baby.
Continues.
Yeah. What do you think he's going to play next? I know you know, but just the...
What do you mean? Like in the movies we're going to watch,
yeah,
or just in
what,
general?
In the future.
In
the future.
Future?
You're casting me in the future. What do you want him in?
I want him in Marvel, baby. Get him in Marvel!
What role?
As a cop. There's plenty of those motherfuckers in Marvel movies. He'd get a paycheck.
A British cop. A British cop, or is he in an American accent?
At this point, I think he'd do anything.
He can do
what if he can't do an American accent?
Maybe he can't. Well, we'll have to see. Good night, everybody.
20 followers he has on Instagram.
How many followers does he have on Instagram? I want to say he's got 1K. Less? More? What?
146K. We are touching greatness.
We are truly
We're
so close.
We're just discovering it here in the States, I think.
Oh, yeah, no. He's definitely sought after across the
He's
going
to be in a Disney Plus original series called 1,000 Blows. His name is William Punch Lewis is the character he plays.
Oh, yeah? Okay. In 1,000 blows? He's blown 98. What? What? Wait. What?
No.
What?
No, 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 no.
What's wrong? What's wrong? Is he canceled?
No, 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 no. Hold on.
Oh, shit. Are we recording this? We got to record this, right? I keep making noise, and I don't know what to do with that.
Because I'm trying to... Because internet sucks. It's all about, like, trying to find shit on, like, videos, and I want to just, like, read something.
Okay, okay, okay. I'm sorry. Don't. No pressure.
We may have a problem.
What?
Daniel Mays is an actor who provides the cast of Dobby the Elf and Harry Potter, the full cast audio editions.
Oh, no. What do we do? Would you guys like to discuss the movies that we talked about on the podcast, recommend movies for future episodes, or maybe even watch movies with us? Check out the Discord.
You can find the Discord on the latest episodes or on the website, theotherhalfpodcast.com. We're just hanging out chatting.
And while you're there, maybe also check out the second of the Discord, which is specifically for Ethan's streams on Twitch. You get updates as to when he goes live. Just keep up to date with us, with Ethan, the podcast, and the stream.
It's also totally okay if you just want to hang out and talk about the podcast. You could hang out there and maybe we'll see you there and watch a movie or something.
Or maybe you're like, wow, these streams are so much better and you just totally ignore the podcast. That's also another option.
That could happen.
Why not?
Why not? The Discord is your oyster. Come join us.
The Discord is your oyster. Join it.